Welcome to 5-Minute Murder from 5minutemurder.com, where every week we take a look at a murder, a murderer, a serial killer, or an assassination in about 5 minutes. Please consider leaving us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and if you like the show and would like to support us more directly by, say, buying us a coffee, then please head on over to 5minutemurder.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 15, H.H. Holmes. H.H. Holmes, born Herman Webster Mudgett in 1861, is often regarded as one of America's first known serial killers. His crimes, committed during the late 19th century, have left an indelible mark on the history of criminality in the United States. Holmes's story is one of deception, manipulation, and cold-blooded murder, all carried out behind the respectable facade of a well-educated and charming doctor. His infamous murder castle, a labyrinthine building filled with hidden passageways, secret rooms, and lethal traps, would become one of the most chilling symbols of his horrific crimes. Holmes was born in a relatively affluent family in Gilmanton, New Hampshire. His early life appeared normal, though some accounts suggest that he had a troubled childhood, displaying signs of cruelty towards animals and a fascination with death. This interest in the macabre would later develop into something far more sinister. Holmes was an intelligent student and eventually pursued a medical degree at the University of Michigan, where he gained practical experience in dissection and anatomy. It was during this time that he began to demonstrate his talent for manipulation and fraud, using the bodies of corpses to stage insurance scams by faking deaths. After completing his medical degree, Holmes moved frequently, assuming various aliases and getting involved in multiple scams. By the time he settled in Chicago in 1886, he had adopted the name Henry Howard Holmes. In Chicago, he secured a job at a drugstore and quickly ingratiated himself with the owner. After the mysterious disappearance of the drugstore owner, Holmes took control of the business, though it was never proven that he was responsible for the owner's fate. This pattern of deceit and murder for financial gain would become a hallmark of his criminal career. Holmes's most infamous project began when he purchased a plot of land across from the drugstore and began constructing a building that would later become known as the Murder Castle. Officially a hotel and retail space, the building was a sinister monument to Holmes's deadly ambitions. The three-story structure he designed was allegedly filled with a maze of hallways that led to nowhere, trapdoors, hidden rooms, and secret passageways. In reality, some of these features were embellished by the press and were a byproduct of the fact that the building was never completed. The opening of the Murder Castle coincided with the 1893 World's Columbian Exposition, which brought thousands of visitors to Chicago. Holmes saw this influx of people as an opportunity, and many of those who disappeared during the fair were believed to have fallen victim to his traps. He preyed primarily on women, often luring them to the hotel under the guise of offering employment or housing. Many of these women were financially vulnerable and cut off from their families, making it easier for Holmes to eliminate them without raising suspicion. Holmes's charm and good looks played a key role in his ability to manipulate his victims. He would often begin relationships with women, gaining their trust before murdering them. Once they had disappeared, he would use their identities to access their finances, cashing in on life insurance policies, or simply stealing their money and belongings. His web of deception was so intricate that even his business associates and creditors were unaware of the true nature of his operations. While Holmes primarily preyed on women, his ruthlessness extended to anyone who stood in his way. One of his victims, Benjamin Pitezel, was a business associate who had worked with Holmes on various scams. Pitezel was meant to be part of a fraudulent insurance scheme in which Holmes would fake Pitezel's death to collect on a life insurance policy. However, rather than staging an accident, Holmes murdered Pitezel and collected the payout. In a further act of brutality, Holmes later killed three of Pitezel's children whom he had taken into his care to prevent them from revealing the truth. Holmes' eventual downfall began when investigators, suspicious of the disappearance of Pitezel and his children, began tracking his movements. In 1894, Holmes was arrested in Boston on charges of insurance fraud. As authorities delved deeper into his life, the full extent of his crimes began to unravel. Investigators discovered his connections to the disappearances of multiple women, including several who had been lured to his murder castle. The building became a focal point of the investigation, and the police were horrified by what they found inside. The labyrinthine structure was filled with evidence of Holmes's crimes. Investigators discovered human remains, including bones and clothing belonging to several missing women. However, all of this was considered circumstantial evidence, and so he was put on trial for the murder of Benjamin Pitezel, as this had the best chance of being proven. After being found guilty and sentenced to death, Holmes confessed to 27 murders and 6 attempted murders, although many of these were later disproven. His confession was inconsistent, and historians believe the true number of his victims could be much higher. Some estimates suggest he may have killed as many as 200 people, though the exact number will likely never be known. Holmes's trial was a media sensation, and his cold, detached demeanor during the proceedings only added to the public's fascination with the case. He was found guilty of murder and sentenced to death. On the 7th of May, 1896, Holmes was hanged in Philadelphia. In his final moments, he displayed little remorse, maintaining a composed and almost indifferent attitude toward his crimes. Even in death, he remained a figure of mystery and intrigue. Holmes requested that his body be buried in concrete to prevent grave robbers from exhuming it, a fittingly strange request for a man whose life had been steeped in deception and horror. The legacy of H.H. Holmes endures as a symbol of the darkness that can lurk behind a seemingly respectable exterior. His story has been the subject of numerous books, films, and documentaries, solidifying his place in the annals of infamous serial killers. The murder castle itself was torn down in 1938, after surviving a fire that almost destroyed it shortly after Holmes's arrest, though its memory lives on as a grim monument to the ingenuity and cruelty of one of history's most disturbing figures. While much about Holmes remains shrouded in mystery, his crimes continue to captivate those who seek to understand the mind of a man capable of such calculated evil. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Murder podcast from 5minutemurder.com. If you did, why not check out our other 5-Minute podcasts? 5-Minute Biographies, 5-Minute History, 5-Minute Mysteries, and 5-Minute Warfare. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.